The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. You're listening to the NCRS station, and this is Connect to Success. For the next half hour, I will be bringing you stories of inspiration, education, and a little bit of entertainment. And we hope to bring you stories from NLS.org, Disability.org, DCDHHS.org. And all in hopes that you will connect to your own success. So let's get started, shall we? Oh, and by the way, this is your hometown girl, Shadate Hargett Hill, and I'm glad to be with you. So here we go. First, we're going to be talking about vocational rehabilitation for the blind, and we'll talk a little bit about that right now. If you are blind or visually impaired, vocational rehabilitation services can help you find a job, keep a job, or return to work. You will work with a VR, vocational rehabilitation counselor, who can help you obtain the services you need to find work or continue working. Although your VR counselor is your primary service provider, you may receive services from other staff members and providers as needed. These services and programs may include assistive technology, college university training, on-the-job training, diagnostic eye exams, and medical exams, evaluation units, job development placement, on-the-job training, physical restoration or unlimited services available, DSB, Career and Training Center, formerly known as the Rehabilitation Center for the Blind, supported employment, transition services, vocational training. Some services are provided based on economic need. Some are provided regardless of income, and others are provided as required by the individual to be successful on a specific job. Now, with the assistive technology, or AT, it makes it possible for individuals with visual impairments to lead independent and fulfilling lives. They can provide you with a full array of services so that you can be independent. Their services include individual assessment, technology training, job site assessment, and mobility aids. They also offer purchasing assistance with the equipment if you're eligible for it. Job development and job placement. If you are ready to look for work, employment, and require assistance with job development and job placement services, the DSB, Vocational Rehabilitation Program, has staff specifically trained to assist you in this area to help you realize your vocational goals. Job development and placement services may include career exploration and goal setting, job search, resume writing, job application completion, assessing community job search, application resources, interview skills, work readiness skills, job retention and job maintenance skills, accessibility in the workplace, advocacy on the job, meetings with employers, assistive technology on the job, developing a transportation plan for work, job shadowing, obtaining work experience, job skill development. And if you need a comprehensive program to develop personal and vocational skills to live and work independently, your vocational rehabilitation counselor may refer you to the DSB Career and Training Center here in Raleigh. They provide programs in residential setting where you can live in on-campus dormitories with around-the-clock staffing. You will work with the rehabilitation staff to achieve personal and career goals. Guidance and counseling is available to students during rehabilitation training, and classes may include adult basic education, adaptive technology, braille technology, careers, college prep, keyboarding and computer skills, consumer education, cooking, leisure education, orientation and mobility, techniques and daily living. Supported employment is work performed in a competitive setting with services to help you maintain employment. These services are normally provided by a job coach through extended services generally provided for up to 18 months of employment. Supported employment. There are four basic components to supported employment. 1, assessment. 2, job placement services. 3, intensive on-the-job training. 4, long-term follow-up. Not everyone will qualify for supported work services, but if you are eligible for supported employment, you will require multiple services and long-term follow-up to help maintain a successful employment. Services for high school age and college students, very important. Transition services. If you are a high school student who is blind, has a visual impairment, or if you have both vision and hearing loss, we can help you plan your move from school to employment. Our vocational rehabilitation counselors can work with your teachers and guidance counselors to help you find work in the job of your choice. Career counseling. You can start your school to work transition as early as age 14 to explore the world of work and identify your career interests. Search different skill and educational requirements along with future job availability and take part in activities such as visiting employers, working side by side with someone who has a career that interests you, or doing volunteer work to gain experience. Summer transition programs. Summer transition programs are offered through the DSB Career and Training Center in Raleigh. Some programs provide opportunity to explore career interests as well as take specialized classes in areas such as Braille, safe travel, technology, and daily living skills. Some programs offer paid work experiences. If you plan to attend college in the future, our college prep program is designed to help college-bound students prepare for life after high school. Vocational and college training. Our vocational rehabilitation counselor can assist you in finding a school that will prepare you for your career goals. We can help you to identify financial resources that might cover part or all of the cost of your training, which may include financial assistance from the Division of Services for the Blind, or DSB. If you require any services or assistant technology, be sure to discuss it with your counselor so that they can get you the tools you need to succeed. College university training. If you need college or university training to find a job or continue working in your chosen field, one of the vocational rehabilitation counselors may be able to help you. Vocational training. If you need training through a community college, technical school, business, or trade school to get or keep a job, one of the vocational rehabilitation counselors may be able to assist. Services for job seekers. After you go to work, we will stay in touch with you for several months to help you succeed. That's your vocational rehabilitation counselor. They will, and if you or your employer have a concern, they will work with both you and the employer to resolve the issues. Or if your job duties change, they can help you make the transition and identify modifications that might be required. Job placement. If you are ready to work, they are ready to help you find a job based on your interests and abilities. The vocational rehabilitation counselors will assist you with locating potential job openings and may be able to arrange on-the-job training with your employer. If you intend training after high school, they will begin working with you to find employment as you move toward graduation. On-the-job training, they can assist you with that while you learn the necessary skills to fully and adequately perform the required duties. With the evaluation unit, the vocational evaluations are available to assess your vocational abilities, limitations, aptitudes, and interests to help you and your vocational rehab counselor develop an employment goal. Now, these eligibilities are for residents of North Carolina with vision impairments who meets the criteria for low vision or legally blindness, and your vision impairment prevents you from finding or keeping a job. You may be eligible for vocational rehab services. Now, how do you apply for this? If you're interested in obtaining their services, you set up a meeting with your vocational rehabilitation counselor, and the counselor will explain the services, assist you with the application forms, and attain required information. Okay? And you can contact them at 1-800-662-7030. Again, that's 1-800-662-7030. 662-7030. Their services are there to help you with any and everything you need help with. And of course, when we're talking about vision loss, vision loss services offer employment services, independent living services, and residential rehabilitation center, medical eye care specifically for people who are blind, visually impaired, or deaf blind. Okay? And with the vocational for the blind information, you have those services that are available, like we talked about, to help you in all different ways. They also have independent living services for the blind. And with the independent living services that are for the blind, they offer comprehensive quality services to assist you in adjusting to your vision loss and learning to live independently and safely in your home and community. Their services include adjustment to vision loss, counseling and casework, adaptive communication skills, assistive with residing in most independent setting possibles, assistive technology, daily living skill classes provided in local communities by independent living rehabilitation counselors, extensive daily living skills instruction, individual and family adjustment services, information and referral to other resources, low vision services, orientation and mobility, safe traveling training. And again, this is all available for you at DSB, learning more information about that. Now, with the different commissions they have available, they have commissions for the Blind Public Forum Zoom webinar that will be going on June 17th at 4, September 19th at 4 p.m., and December 12th at 4 p.m. Commission for Blind Rehabilitation Council meetings are June 28th at noon, September 20th at noon, and December 13th at noon. If you would like to attend the next public forum, you can contact Lisa Tuck at lisa.a.tuck@dhhs.nc.gov. Again, Lisa Tuck at lisa.a.tuck@dhhs.nc.gov. Okay, so that's some great information for you to look out for. And one of the people that are always there to help people is Cynthia Spate. Cynthia Spate is the director of DHHS Division of Services for the Blind, and Spate is passionate about DSB's mission to provide high quality services that help blind, visually impaired, and deafblind individuals achieve their employment and independent living skills. Ms. Spate started her career with the division in 2000 as an independent living rehabilitation program specialist, focusing her efforts on program enhancements and service expansions. In September 2009, she was promoted to the Chief of Rehabilitation Programs and Field Services, serving in that role until 2012, when she was promoted to Assistant Director. She was appointed Division Director in March 2017, and since then has been dedicated to expanding opportunities for consumers and effectively partnering with the division's stakeholders and associations. Her work with individuals who are blind, visually impaired, and deafblind began with Virginia Department for Blind and Vision Impairment, the DBVI, as a vocational rehabilitation counselor. And while at DBVI, Spate was also assistant regional manager and regional manager of the Fairfax Regional Office. She received both her Master's of Science in Rehabilitation Counseling and a Bachelor of Science Psychology from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And again, she's available to speak to. Find out more information about her, you can go to 1-800-662-7030, or you can go to cynthia.spate@dhhs.gov. And for more information on people that need deafblind services, We have stuff available for you as well. They provide assistive technology, employment services, and specialized training to help people who are deaf-blind improve the quality and ease of their everyday lives. Living with hearing and vision loss is challenging, but their specialists can help improve your quality of life. Some of the common problems experienced by individuals with hearing and vision loss include inability to communicate with others, hear the alerts and alarms, understand speech over the phone, understand instruction at work. And again, they have adaptive technology. They also have hearing aids and assistive listening devices. Assistance that may be available to you to purchase hearing aids or other assistant listening devices as part of your vocational rehab plan and your independent living plan. If vision and hearing loss have prevented you from finding or keeping a job, services provided through vocational rehab will be able to help you with that. Those services that you receive are based on your individual needs and are designed to help reach your job goal. And again, with those special training, you can have combined vision and hearing loss help with needs that are unique. They can provide specialized training in the following areas: Braille, safe travel, adaptive technology, low vision aids, amplified and tactile devices, communication skills, training required to get or keep a job. And again, for more information on that, you can contact the district office that will help you get that information. And of course, again, independent living services for the blind, comprehensive quality services to assist you in adjusting to your vision loss and learning to live independently and safely in your home and community. Adjustment to vision loss, counseling and casework, adaptive communication skills, assistance with residing in the most independent setting possible, AT, daily living skill classes provided in your local communities by independent living rehab counselors, extensive daily living skill instructions, individual and family adjustment services, information and referral to other resources, low vision services, orientation, and mobility safe traveling. Now, if you need medical eye care, they have a medical eye care program preserving or improving your vision. The medical eye care program uses every available resource to prevent blindness and restore vision in people who are at risk for losing sight or have lost sight. The three major causes of blindness are retinal disorders, cataracts, and glaucoma. The medical eye care program delivers preventive and corrective services. They may also offer the following service depending on availability of funds: eye surgery and treatment. If you are a North Carolina resident and do not qualify for Medicaid, they might be able to assist you with eye-related surgery and/or treatment. Eligibility is determined by social workers for the blind. Prior approval for emergency treatment and services will also be available and given by state counseling ophthalmologist. Eye-related medications. If you are a North Carolina resident and do not qualify for Medicaid and have no other resources to assist you, they have medical eye care programs that might be able to provide medication assistance. Eligibility is determined by social worker for the blind in your county and approved by nurse eye care consultants. Any applicant recipient who is dissatisfied with an action or service delivered under the medical eye care program has the right to request a conference, and that is a DSB 7219 application for a conference. And with these eligibility, again, you can get with your social worker or your vocational rehab counselor to help you find more about those programs. So again, these services for that are available to help you, and the different offices are available in different cities and states, as well as right here in Raleigh. And you have those in Raleigh that are at 919-527-6740. Again, that's for Durham, Franklin, Granville, Johnston, Orange, Pearson, Vance, Wake, and Warren. 919-527-6740 or 1-800-422-4700. 1-800-422-1871. That's 1-800-422-1871. You can also get up with Brittany Hodges, brittany.hodges@dhhs.nc.gov. She'll be glad to help you find out all the necessary information to help you be your best person. Now, let's get to some fun entertainment stuff that's coming up. How about that? The National Federation of the Blind, NFB.org, has some great information to tell you about the 2025 National Convention. And you can register for this. The 2025 National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind. You as a person can each participate in this, your household. You can get information about it at 410-659-9314. That's 410-659-9314. This is some great information. The National Federation of the Blind is a community of members and friends who believe in the hopes and dreams of the nation's blind. The organization requires a culture of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and are committed to a safe and welcoming environment. As part of their effort, registration for National Convention requires that you agree to the Code of Conduct. The NFB Code of Conduct outlines policies and standards for anyone who participates in Federation activities. For these information, there you can get contact 410-659-9314, extension 2475, to get more information on the codes. The Code of Conduct, again, 410-659-9314. And all you have to do, if you're interested in that, you can go online, actually. Yes, you can. You can go online to find out more information about the National Federation conference that they're having going on. Or you can also email nfb@nfb.org for more information. You can also go on to their website to find out more information about the conference. And guess what? Online they have information and tickets. $25 for the registration to the convention. So that would be amazing and awesome to participate in there. They have so much great stuff going on, and they have things that you can fill out, your name, the company that you're going with, or if you're going by yourself, your email, your street address, your city, your country, your state, your postal code, and your phone number. And they ask if this is a first person in a national convention, or if you're coming with someone else, or someone coming with you. And it's a great way to be there with so many people. Again, the 2025 conference of the National Organization also of Parents of Blind Children is also happening as well. And that is, both of those are happening in July 8th through the 13th. So that is something that is wonderful that you can participate in and find information about. Again, this one is happening in New Orleans, July 18th to the 13th, the National Conference Organization of Parents of Blind Children Division. Also going on, they will be having June 15th. You to sign up for the National Federation Camp, which is a camp offered to child care for children between the ages of 6 weeks and 12 years old, and is available during the convention session. To find out more about that, you can again get online. The National Federation of the Blind is committed to making meetings safe, welcoming, and inclusive space for everyone. The 2025 National Federation of the Blind National Conference will have closed captioning and Spanish interpretations for all general sessions and for breakout meetings as required. And please indicate what access, support, or accommodations you will need to participate in this year's National Convention. And also, based upon your request, you will receive communications prior to the convention regarding breakout meetings, access, support information, all of that. And there, again, Again, the tickets are $25, and you can participate in this service to be a part of this program. And this one happens in Baltimore, Maryland. You can, again, contact them to find out more information. Again, that's at the Baltimore, Maryland location that the National Federation of the Blind is located. They always say you can come there and take a visual tour to find out more about what they do there. So let me again tell you the information. The 2025 National Federation of the Blind National Convention will be held July 8th through July 13th in New Orleans. And it also will encapsize kids who and their parents who are available to be there to participate in this. It's the largest gathering of blind people in the world, and it's the premier event for training, support, and information for the blind community. And although the convention is open to all, they constitute states that only members of the National Federation of Blind have the right to participate in decision making when it comes to the organization and its rules. So again, if you want to know more information about that, again, it's going to be going on July 8th from 12 a.m. to July 13th from 12 a.m. New Orleans Marriott in New Orleans, Louisiana. So you want more information about that, again, give them a call. And they will surely be able to give you all the information you need. 410-659-9314. And something else that's going on really soon. Actually, it is going on April the 8th. April the 8th, DTR Dilworth. They are having a single night mixer. Taste testing. Yes, so you get to taste all these various different wines and to enjoy yourself. They're calling it the Blind Tasting Tuesdays on April the 8th. Blind Taste Testing Tuesday. Get your palate ready for some good food and some good wine. Also on April 9th, Wine Down Wednesday. You get to wine down with other people who are just sitting back and relaxing and enjoying themselves. They want you to be a part of that. Those events are happening in Charlotte at the Dilworth Tasting Room. Charlotte is a very nice place, and they have great things for people, especially for people that are blind and print impaired. You think you know wine or whiskey? Put your taste buds to the test with that blind tasting on Tuesday. Blind Wine Fight, also $25 for that, that goes on there at the Dilworth. You also have all different types of events, blind whiskey flights, all these great things happening at the Dilworth in Charlotte. So those are great events that are happening there. If you want to go take a trip to Charlotte to find out that, take a friend, take a family member. It is located at 300 East Trentwood Avenue, Tremont Avenue in Charlotte. Their phone number is 704-595-3337. 704-595-3337. Unfortunately, our time has ended for this edition of Connect to Success. I hope you got some great information, entertainment information for yourself and enjoying some taste testing and some great events that will be going on. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. I'm your hometown girl, Shadate Hargett Hill, and this is NCRS. See you next time on the radio.